Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 296. My name is Christopher Keough, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Jeff Torney.
What up?
And we have the normal crew back again this week.
Yay, welcome back. Thank God.
Oh, why?
Jeff did all right. It's just...
Okay. I didn't get to listen to the show just yet, so...
Just what? Yeah, I got don't worry about it. Some compliments on my hostings. Just saying.
he did get some compliments. Jeff, like I said, Jeff did pretty good.
All right.
But as
I believe
group,
in Jeff.
I think there's room for improvement.
I believe as in Jeff. Jason, I believe in Jeff.
I do too.
I'm glad. You better.
I thought it was fine.
We gotta have each other's backs, man.
I don't know why Cranky McStinky Pants over there is
Cranky McStinky Pants.
It was
pants.
Fine.
I was trying to make Chris feel better, all right?
Mr. A Stinker over there.
I thought it was one of the best shows we've done in the last 5 years.
It probably was. I wasn't on it, so that's probably a testament.
I'm kidding.
Today, we are about consoles. What are we talking about, Jeff? You kind of mentioned it in passing. Well, not in passing, but on Skype.
We're talking about, like, it's
first console you ever owned, first you ever bought. That
first
kind of thing.
You ever paid with your own money, first ever day one kind of thing.
Cool. So that's what we're going to be talking about after the break. Beforehand, we'll do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, which Jeff does have, apparently.
Yes, we are prepared.
The man's on top of things today.
Thanks to Retroids.
So Retroids is on top of things today. Mm-hmm. So let's see how it's going. Jason, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Pretty busy. Chris, you took the week off last week due to work. I wish I could have done the same, actually.
Oh, man.
I had a bunch of stuff dumped on me just like kind of last minute. So
yeah, I hear you.
I am editing video and podcasting simultaneously.
Same time.
Yeah.
I understand 100%, dude.
Sucks because getting paid for one of them.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm not too distracted. I should be all right.
I think you'll do fine. You're the man.
Yeah. We hit up the fair last weekend. I talked about that a lot, during the last show, and everything went great. Man, we had a plan going in. We're like, we want to get this stuff. And we did it so smart, man. We're like, we'll just buy one of something and we'll share it. So we didn't get too full. Nobody got sick. Although I think we may have gotten heat stroke, but, yeah, we finally got home and just like, peeled off our sweaty clothes and passed out on the couch.
Yeah, I hear you.
It was an ordeal, but it was a fun ordeal. Very tasty ordeal. Okay. I had a lot of...
Now, what kind of fair was this?
This is the Minnesota State Fair.
Minnesota State Fair. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's the big one, man. It's the big one.
That's what she said.
So they do have a lot of, like, you know, world-renowned dishes, fried foods, as it were. And we got to sample a lot of that stuff. I had lots of crazy things on sticks and deep fried things and so tasty. And I wish we could have gone back, but it's over now. Yay.
Oh.
That's sad. Other than that, yeah, dude, work stuff is crazy busy at the moment. I'm going to pass it off to Jeff, who hopefully had a social life.
We did more than what I did. We just kind of chilled out. And then on Saturday, went out for, where did we go? Went to some place, had some drinks, had something to eat, and went back to a friend's place and just kind of chilled at his condo and stuff. A few of us there. And that was pretty much it. Pretty not eventful, but fun. I can't remember if we did something Friday. I'm sure I went to a wedding on Friday. That's what I did.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. So I went to a wedding and that was fun. It was at a brewery. Actually, Chris, remember the brewery we went to when you were here?
Yeah.
The Steam Whistle Brewery?
That was awesome.
Yeah, so they had the wedding there and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Had to sit through some of the worst speeches I've ever experienced at a wedding.
Oh, how so?
Like
awkward, or they told embarrassing stories?
Both awkward and just kind of, let's put it this way, the father of the bride basically said that she was illegitimate, which I'm sure she probably knew.
What?
But he says that. Then he brought this whole book, it's called like the Book of Her Life, and he started when she was an infant and just kept going. And none of the stories were funny. And he had this one where he's like, okay, now we're going to go through the hormone years. This is about 15 minutes into the speech.
No, dude.
So we're expecting like, okay, some funny like puberty type shit or, you know, just some funny story. No, what does he say? So we're driving home from wherever and then, Andrea looks over at me and goes, hey, Dad, you wish I was dead, don't you? And he's like, no, of course not. Then she's like, oh, you wish so-and-so was dead, like her sister. He's like, no. It's like, you wish everyone was dead, don't you? And he's like, just shut up. And that was the story. And everyone just kind of like, oh.
Clinky, 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 time for kissies.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
A little unusual.
It was, his speech was literally 25 minutes long of shit like that. And there was no speech that really stood out. Like, the best man's, actually, the MC was actually pretty good. He had some pretty good speeches, but, yeah, it was just hell. Like, everyone, like, I was looking around. Wow. And I was like, I was with, like, Tanya's parents, Tanya's sister, who's, like, just the best friend of, who got married, and then Scott, Tara's husband. And I was just like, I can't, like, I was facing, like, where the speeches are going on, and then I'd have to turn fully around to see what everyone else is looking at, and I'm like, don't turn around, because then they're gonna be like, dude, don't be, like, rude or whatever. I'm sitting looking at every other table, and they're all like looking around, looking down at like the table, you know, chugging their drink. And all of a sudden I get a text, and then it's Tanya being like, fucking kill me right now. So then I was like, okay, cool. It's good. I can make fun of it now. And just like, whatever. But yeah, it was bad. Other than that, it was a pretty good wedding, pretty good reception. It was fun.
Wow.
And then yeah, it was a pretty good weekend overall for a long weekend. It was good times.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, Chris.
Oh man, so it's been a couple weeks since we've chatted, but, it's been super busy at work. Like last week I literally put in about 60 hours of work. And that's, you know, with coming home and taking care of my family. So basically gaming went out the window for about a week and a half. And when I would usually be gaming, I was working instead. So that really sucked. And a lot of it was like cleaning up, other developers' work. And that's always rough. But, got through with that. This past Tuesday, we had our demo. And then the project that we were working on got put on the shelf because, the service provider that we are relying on is not going to be able to deliver. They have currently told us that they're not going to be able to deliver until like February. So, starting up a new project now and, getting some prep work done for that. Outside of that, so here's a little update. I've actually had some people ask about it on like Facebook and stuff like that. So my mom is, doing pretty well. When this all started, they said that the mass that was on her lung was about 10 centimeters around that. And it is now after 4 treatments, it is down to just over 1 centimeter.
That's like an M&M. That's nothing.
So it is. She's got it this. Is working. The doctor has said that there is a 60% chance that she will go into full remission, which means that it will never come back. So right now there's, you know, they took a scan and they went through it, and that's what they told her. So next week she's going to she's going to know how many more treatments she has, how many more chemo treatments, and whether or not they're gonna do a radiation blast. Hopefully, you know, that's good news. This is great news. So I'm really excited. My mom's been doing really well. She had a treatment this week and she's, you know, called me up. Hey, let's go out tomorrow. I'm like, fuck yeah. All right. Let's do it. So, you know, my mom's really fighting it now and it's, you know, she's doing well. So it's been pretty good on that front.
Sounds like it.
That's that.
That's got to be so much easier for her too, seeing like the light at the
end of the tunnel, yeah. So to speak. And you know, we've been doing everything we could to help her along with it too. It's like I try to get her to see the kids as much as possible. One of the things that my wife, who is fucking awesome, and one of the things that she did to make it a little easier is she went to Build-A-Bear and she, you know, got a little stuffed animal. And they have these, the recordable, speaking devices. And, they've got the ones where you push the button and it says, I love you and stuff like that. Well, this one's recordable. And what she did is she got Liam recording, Liam recorded saying, I love you, Meemaw. And I swear the day that I gave that to her, she was curled up with it. And every once in a while, she would just hit it. And it was like the best thing in the world for her. So
that's sweet.
So that front is, it's improving. We're not out of the fire yet, but, there is the light at the end of the tunnel, as Jason said. So that's good. Other than that, my daughter's won. So that happened. Holla. We had her birthday party on Sunday, Saturday, which was a week after her birthday, actually. And I ended up, picking up some beer from Sam's. They had like a 24-pack of 24 variety pack of Blue Moon for $23. I was like, fuck yeah, it sounds good.
Wow.
So I grabbed that, brought it to the park that we went to, and then saw no alcohol signs. I'm like, oh damn.
So you drink it anyway.
I would have done that, except there was a cop parked like where we were. So it was like,
even so,
not
going to
tempt fate.
You don't want them to get kicked out.
Yeah. Not
going to
tempt
fate.
So the next, like the next, on Labor Day, we had a barbecue at my cousin Billy's house. And so I brought it to there and we got rid of a lot of it. I also had, on Sunday had, I'm playing fantasy football for the first time. So we had our fantasy draft and I brought it there and tried to unload it. So, I think I'm down to about 6 or 8 out of the 24 that were in there. So that's a good, but, I might dig into that today, but, and then yesterday was opening night for the NFL season, and my Broncos beat the hell out of the Ravens 49-27.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and me and some buddies went up to Taco Mac and we got to watch it up there. But yeah, Peyton Manning tied the record 7 touchdowns in one game, and the last time it was done was 40 years ago.
God.
So,
damn.
he was in beast mode, man. It was ridiculous.
But did he score 4 touchdowns in one high school game?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, Al Bundy.
I was going to say, I'd have to check and see if he's as good as Al Bundy. Al Bundy. but yeah, so there you go. I mean, that's my 2 weeks in a nutshell. It's been pretty busy. And, I just started up playing games again on Tuesday. So I'm excited to talk about some of this stuff. So let's do that.
Sweet.
Jason, why don't you start?
It was a long weekend. I had a code for Diablo, but I couldn't actually put in the code until launch day on Tuesday. So I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with my time over this long weekend? So I went out I got Final Fantasy 14.
What?
Don't judge me.
Oh my God.
Don't judge me.
Oh my God. Come on, Jason. How can I not?
Are you playing on like
you?
An alt account or
we
something?
We played that game at E3,
and it was terrible.
Totally different game, though.
I'm sure it is a totally different game, but still,
it has changed an awful lot from what I can tell. But I don't know what compelled me to do it. I have a weakness, maybe. I don't know. Like there's a lot of hype, you know. It's like a lot of people really like that game, but also just as many people were having, you know, problems just getting into the fucking game. And I was a part of the ladder there as well. I've really only got to play maybe an hour.
That explains
of the
why
game.
I see you playing it.
Yeah. And, I don't know. I don't have a draw to it, I guess. It might be good, but I haven't experienced any of the good yet. Just,
you got
the frustration
in the 23 hours first. And
oh,
then it
great.
Starts to get good.
Then it
yeah,
picks
you have
up.
To get to about okay. level 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And then you get to take a quest and get a subclass.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know if that's accurate.
I have no idea. I was just going off the Final Fantasy 13 thing.
Yeah, and I was going off of Final Fantasy 11, so.
Yeah, that might still hold true. I really have no idea. But no, there was some peer pressure involved as well, but,
From who? Those people are not your friends.
Yeah, I might have to, cut them out. Sorry. Sorry.
Are they from work?
No, okay. No, some local dudes here in town.
Oh, okay.
But. So that was my Final Fantasy story.
They are
pretty
bad
good, right?
People, Jason. Bad, bad people.
Probably. And, you know, what's funny is, we were at the bar, like, Friday night, and he was just, you know, slyly, coyly saying, man, you know, that Final Fantasy 14. Oh, man, they got this now. Oh, it's pretty good. And I just looked at him like, John, no, listen, it's not going to happen. Final Fantasy 14 and me is not going to happen. I don't have the time. I don't have the inclination. I'm over MMOs.
I don't have the willpower to not buy it.
And then I went out and I got it.
And that's
the next
really
day.
What it boils down to, Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I'm persuaded. That's why I bought Diablo.
Yeah.
But well, rumor has it that everybody who bought it is going to get like a free month due to all of the server issues, of which there were plentiful. It was a
isn't that how it worked with the last one too? It's like did any
unlikely.
I don't think anybody actually paid a subscription fee for the way when it started because
I think everyone got their money back too.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was digital.
Oh wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's it for me and Final Fantasy. I don't think I've played anything else besides Diablo. Do you guys play that?
I played lots of Diablos.
Did you check that out?
I did check that out. I wasn't going
hey,
to.
Hey, what'd you think?
I like it a lot. It's Diablo 3. The loot is way fucking better than on PC.
No
so
shit.
Far. I don't know what else to say. I love the controls really well, the controller. Like, Tanya loves it. I came home from work the other day. She was playing it. And she's nice. Like, she said she likes playing with the controller a lot more. And I was like, and I was telling her, like, the differences and all the visual stuff. She's like, yeah, I don't notice that shit. I'm like, yeah, I didn't think you would.
Yeah, it wasn't too much picky ones there.
So. Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad by any means.
No, it looks good.
It just doesn't look as good as the PC version. That's all. Yeah.
I would take a solid frame rate over, you know, spectacular graphics any day.
Oh, I agree with that as well.
Yeah, I can count on one hand how many times the frame rate has stuttered.
Yeah, it's holds.
Did
up
you have
really,
frame rate
really
issues
well.
With the PC version?
Initially, it's weird. Like whenever I would load the game, there would be like it would slow down to like 10 frames per second.
Oh wow!
But I think it was like you know lazy loading shit in the background.
That's,
so
yeah, I had the same issue.
And then yeah, every once in a while it would stutter on me. Mm. It ran pretty well, okay. But on a console, you know, I think I have lower expectations. So I was pleasantly surprised with the solid frame rate. That's always nice.
Yeah, it's that, and from what I understand, and I don't know if this is accurate, so there might be some people out there that could help me with you know answer this question, but there's apparently. Like the PS3 version has a good frame rate, but there's some screen tearing. And then the 360
apparently
version
that's
apparently
not true.
Oh, is that not true?
Yeah, I'm not
Digital
really
Foundry did a thing and they just released it today. You know, obviously you're familiar with Digital Foundry.
Yes.
They basically said that the both versions have the tearing, which is unfortunate, but the 360 version never drops below 50 frames a second where the PS3 can drop as low as 40, which 40 is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, 40, you're still not going to really. That's not a frame rate problem at that point.
No, it's not a problem. They're just, well, you know them. They just analyze everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So,
absolutely.
But yeah, but whoever, yeah, I don't know who we got that from before, because I think we mentioned that last week or the week before.
Yeah, something
but
like
apparently
that.
They did a thing. It's like, yeah, but they basically said in their verdict, they said it basically doesn't matter.
Yeah,
which
it's pretty much a wash
get.
At that rate though. You
yeah,
know,
and they said if you really want like 60 frames and all, like, look better, just wait a few months for the new consoles, but.
Yeah. But, and that, even with that, it's like, we don't even know when it's coming out for the new consoles, right? So.
Yeah. I think they actually gave the edge to the PS3 version just because they said, hey, and you don't have to pay to play it online. So.
Done.
Oh, and that's, yeah, that's a good point.
I'll get that one.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, I haven't gotten a chance to play it as much as you guys have. Based on what you guys are saying, they definitely fixed the loot system. It seems like it's a little bit more like, Torchlight now.
Oh, yeah.
As far as like, how much loot you actually get.
Jeff, you put it in well over 100 hours. Never.
Oh, on PC.
Got a legendary.
Never got a single legendary, you know.
Same
I've got,
fucking thing I've here.
I've got three and I'm level 20.
Yeah.
Right yep. Now. I've got a handful of them and I just hit level 20.
John,
I'm like, wow.
I know John was talking about like how he started salvaging legendaries at this point.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's actually a concern for me because then I don't care if rares are like that much because, well, then they shouldn't be called rares, but legendary items, I hope they do actually patch on if they will to make it a little bit less frequent because they should be like legendary items. Like,
no, don't
bam.
Bring them on. Stop. Yeah, bring them on. I
what?
Agree.
They're legendary in the fact that you can only equip one of them at a single time, which is kind of that's standard. But other games that have legendary,
but I thought
items,
legendaries
you know,
have
like named items.
I thought they're named, but I also think they're parts of sets too, though, and yet you can wear all of them.
I'm
pretty sure John said
one?
He had four legendaries on his character. In an email like yesterday.
I know in Diablo 2,
you can wear multiple legendaries, but you can't use multiple of the same legendary.
Well,
right.
So like if you can do two weapons, you can't have two of the same legendary weapon.
Right.
But John also said he was dual wielding two of his legendaries and gave one to Jason.
Well, right.
He wasn't dual wielding
them. He couldn't dual wield the two.
Right.
That's why he gave one. Yeah.
Well, either way, this is why I think, cause rares are supposed to be rare. So I expect to be like, okay, cool. Like I'll get one every couple levels or maybe one a level or something like that. And if legendaries are dropping less than rares, but still a lot, I still get the excitement. Oh, cool. Legendary. Awesome. But then it's like, It's just not.
Dude, you
as
are
like,
more than welcome to go back to the PC version. Go for
no,
it.
No. This is where you're not. I'm saying there should be kind of a happy medium. PC version was terrible because you didn't get them. But this seems like it's almost overload. So it's going to get to the point where if I, like, okay, once you start salvaging legendaries, that's ridiculous. That's got to be saying, like, okay, that is a little bit too much. Up the rares a shitload, but still make legendaries like every once in a while, especially when you find a legendary and then like not even 10 minutes later, you find a freaking, a magical item or just a rare that outdoes that. So it's kind of like.
Has that happened to you?
Oh yeah. I had the first legendary I got, I equipped it, and within 10 minutes, I equipped a regular magic item because it was actually better. So I'm like, well, that's kind of defeats the purpose. Like, why get excited? Like, I don't want like an I win button with my loot like every five, like, oh my God, I'm getting so much cool shit like every 5 minutes. Like, I feel like I want to be excited to keep the draw going, you know, to keep me going, be like, okay, well, didn't get anything this dungeon. Let's try the next one. Like, oh shit. Okay, fine. A legendary. Awesome. I'm going to be using
dropping like candy. I don't understand.
The rares like, are. The rares definitely drop like candy.
Well,
I'm
not at that point yet, so I don't have a good frame of reference. I mean, right now it's still like magic items like crazy, but, I'm still noticing all that, you get more of what is helpful for you, but you still not like, you still pick up like, hey, here's an axe, and I'm using a demon hunter.
Well, yeah,
it's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
So,
well, that just comes with the type of game it is.
Though. Yeah, I know.
I had the same thing in Torchlight. So it's, you pick up a lot of shit that you're not going to use. Mm-hmm. But that's the draw for me. It's like, I don't expect every time to fight like a named mob or like a champion mob or whatever and expect to get something cool. My whole thing is like, it's a roll of dice. Like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. If they keep doing it, like since I've got to Act 2, I think every single champion mob that I fought gave me at least two rares. So like now I know, I'm like, oh, it's a championship mob. It's a champion mob. I'm going to get like two rares now. So not saying like I like getting the rares. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But at the same time, I'm like, you don't feel like that way, Jason? Like you guys just like want to get all the cool loot like right away? Like
I want a steady flow of good loot. Yeah. I don't want to have to suffer through.
Why call it rare if it's not rare?
Like it's not dropping like candy for me. Seriously, I've had five pickups.
Of rare or legendary?
And of legendaries.
Oh yeah, legendary isn't that bad, but rares are,
the yellows?
So many, yeah.
And probably about 10 of those. Seriously, it hasn't been that many for me. Granted, you may have had more.
What level are you at though?
22 or 23.
Really? And you think you've only had about 10 rares?
Yeah, seriously. Shit. Very, very like, few yellows.
I've had to salvage and sell rares, because I'm just like, that.
Yeah,
I've got a couple sitting in my stash, but I haven't had like them saving? Just dropping like crazy. More often than not, it's just blues. You
right
know?
Now, I'm level 14, and I think I've maybe picked up one or two yellows, and that's it.
Yeah, I really started to ramp up at Act 2.
Yeah.
Act 1,
yeah,
I didn't
I figured
pick up a
it was
single...
very much driven by how far you were in the story. So
my first rare was Skeleton King. And no, was it Skeleton King? I think it was Skeleton King, but then I think the Butcher, the last boss of that, dropped like five rares. And I was like, holy shit. Not a legendary,
I ran through him twice. The first time he only dropped blues, and then I ran through again because I'm like, fuck that, that's a butcher. He should be dropping
some
good
shit.
And then he dropped one rare. I'm like,
really?
Sweet. That's
awesome. I guess it's just totally random, so it just depends. Like, I feel like it's like feast or famine. It's like PC is totally famine, and then so far on console it's been like feast. Like, not to the point where I'm like not having fun, but to the point where now I expect rares whenever there's a champion mob. I expect it now. I'm like,
I think you're having good luck, man, because still in the point where it's like I'm struggling a little bit with some of my gear. Like every once in a while, I'll have to equip white stuff just because, you know, the armor is that much better.
Oh wow!
So I'm not getting crazy, crazy drops, but I'm so much happier with this because just like straight grinding. I don't have to go to the fucking auction house. Fuck you, auction house, forever. I am a little worried about, you know, the end game. I don't know if they've really fixed, you know, cause you have to rely on like one or two specific attributes, you know, to your class, you know. But if, you know, the drop rates are increased, maybe we won't have to grind as much. And I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, there's enough grinding as is. You know?
The cool thing is like, so when I stopped playing Diablo is before they put in the additional leveling. So I'm actually glad that I'm playing it on here now, because if and when I get to that point, I'll be still interested in playing it to do that additional leveling once you pass 60.
Mm-hmm. So.
Did they say anything about level clap increase for the console version? Is it still 60?
It's still... Actually, I don't even know what it is.
I think it's still 60.
Yeah. That makes sense. But, like, I know they have, like, 60 levels when it comes to, like, item... the ability to use items and stuff like that. And then there's, like, another 60 levels where you still increase attributes and stuff like that.
The Nephilim thing.
Yeah, the Nephilim stuff.
But, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
technically, can we have it as a Game of the Year nominee this year, even though it came out last year?
I think it's changed enough.
It does feel different.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Give me some time. but at this point...
Well, I'm not saying it'll be on my list, but I'm just saying it's...
Yeah.
The hooks are in, and they're in deep again. And I didn't think that was going to happen. And I told Jason Scott when we were playing...
And it helps because John is a fucking hype train man.
Oh, yeah,
it's ridiculous how much of a hype train guy he is.
Yeah. I told him, I don't think I'm going to get to Torchlight 2 ever, because I didn't play Torchlight 2 because I was burnt out on Dungeon Crawler type stuff. And then when I get back in the hype to do something like that, it happens to be Diablo 3 again.
Yeah.
So.
And in reality, this is a good part of this conversation. I still need to experience it because I haven't experienced it yet. But if what you guys are saying is true about the loot, then this is now a better game than Torchlight in my eyes. Because the only thing that held it back compared to Torchlight was the lack of loot.
Mm-hmm.
And the dependency on the auction house. So yeah, if that is fixed, then this is
There's no auction house, so that's fixed.
Right. Well, we know that's fixed. But
and I find a lot of the good loot I'm finding is pertaining to my character. So it's like I'm not picking up a bunch of rares that are like, hey, this is for the Witch Doctor that you do not use. Surprisingly, every single one of the legendaries I got out of the three was a wizard hat, and I happen to be using a wizard. It's an ugly ass wizard hat, but it's a wizard hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the stupidest fucking legendary last night. Now, bear in mind, I've been able to use everything, but this one was considerably shitty, I think. No pun intended. You'll see why in a second. But one of the attributes on the pants is every once in a while you will fart. You will let out.
What? Oh, you were serious about that.
A stink cloud. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I thought you were kidding.
And they're ugly ass green pants. They're nasty looking and the stats are shitty. And I'm like, fucking A, what the hell? It's funny, but it's like, damn it.
I don't understand. Funny. Why would you do that? Why would you want that?
I'm keeping them forever. Well, I mean, because I know that John will laugh his ass off the first time he sees me fart.
Does it actually make a sound and everything too?
I didn't have the volume up at the time that I got it. It was like right before I went to bed.
I get you.
But it does let out a cloud kind of sporadically. So I would assume that there's
honestly
some kind of
I said dart gun.
I said dart gun. Oh, man. It's good. I recommend anyone who has a console who had never played Diablo. A lot of people were getting on this hype train that have never played Diablo. Like Eddie Kusanagi got it. He's never played a Diablo game.
Well, he just wants to play something with people, and everybody in his friends list is playing Diablo, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I was, the first night I played it, which was obviously Tuesday night when it came out, I was actually pretty disappointed that I even picked it up. Cause it just didn't feel like it was different enough at the time. But the big thing is that I just didn't play it enough. So when I got to play it with you guys, you know, we played it on Wednesday night, it was definitely a different experience altogether, so. I'm happy that I got it. The next time I play it will probably end up hopefully the next time I play with you guys is going to be tomorrow. If you guys are around.
I won't be around tomorrow. Okay. I doubt it. It's Saturday.
Okay. Well, cool.
I'll be playing it tonight though.
Yeah. Probably. Today, by the way, we are recording on Friday night tonight because of the fact that I was watching football last night. So
that's why you couldn't make
that
it.
That is why I couldn't make it. And you know what? If the Broncos play another Thursday night game, I'm going to tell you I can't make it again.
All right.
But it's okay. All right. Jason, is that it for you? Are we done talking about Diablo or are we going
to
keep going?
I made a clever transition to Jeff. Yeah. I'm done.
All right.
I don't know. I played Final Fantasy and I played Diablo. That's it.
I want to know what the transition was.
When I brought up Diablo.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Transitioning over to the, okay, gotcha.
Cause I knew you.
Alrighty, cool. What else I played? I played some more Disney Infinity.
Okay, so tell me more about this game. Cause I don't know if you talked about it more last week, but
briefly.
I would really like to hear more about this game because my wife is really wanting it bad.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna like it, Chris.
The problem is that it's a money sink, like more so than Skylanders.
Oh, it's more of a money sink than Skylanders, but it's more of a game to it than Skylanders.
Yeah. Is it faster than Skylanders? Like, does it move faster?
I never, your characters don't necessarily move that fast. If you're that, you mean like being literal to your character?
Yeah, I'm literally saying, is it a faster game?
I have not actually played Skylanders firsthand, okay. So I couldn't say. The characters do move kind of slow, I guess, but you do get stuff that speeds them up, like bikes, horses, cars, whatever.
Right.
Drive around. It's all the worlds are kind of open world type games with like quests. They're all like mini versions of like Grand Theft Auto, like Lego Star, like Lego games kind of.
Right.
The game's fun for what it is. I mean, it's definitely designed for kids, but it's got some,
of course.
It's a little bit complex here and there that adults will get it. It's very fun co-op. Tawny and I played it at co-op the first time over the weekend, the Pirates of the Caribbean set, and we had a lot of fun playing that.
Yeah, I have to admit, I would not mind that game being my son's first experience with video games.
If he likes Disney, I don't know if he's interested in anything.
Oh my god, Disney, are you kidding? We passed by the standee at Sam's, and he's like, I want Mater!
Oh my god. Geez. Well, Mater's, you can get Mater.
Yeah. He saw the figure.
I'll be honest, I think he might be a year out from really appreciating the game, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you were to play it, like, with him, I think he'd get more enjoyment out of it.
Well, yeah, I definitely would. You know, I don't think that he'd be ready to play anything by himself right now, but.
Right.
Oh, no, and it is really complicated in terms of, like, what you have to do to, like, open up everything, and you just give him the controls to go collect shit and do whatever, but some of the mechanics are still kind of a little bit more advanced.
Make like a nice playground for him. You know, he can just run around in that.
Yeah.
You know, riding cars and shit and
throw himself off of
catapults. Yeah, he would be okay with that.
Yeah, maybe not the actual playsets themselves, but.
Well, I mean, now obviously this wasn't Liam, but I've had the experience with trying to show a 3 to 3.5 year old how to play a racing game. Cause I had my little second cousin that lives in Florida. When she was 3, 3.5, she got an N64 and she got Mario Kart with it, and she could not figure out how to play Mario Kart. So.
Yeah. Mario Kart's,
Well, no, even just driving around and not necessarily actually trying to win a race, but like figuring out to move the stick to turn and that kind of thing. So it was that kind of stuff was a bit of a challenge. So. Just coordinating the idea of what's on the screen is controlled by what you're doing with your finger. You know, that kind of stuff.
And you are still controlling the camera with the right analog stick and your character with the left analog stick. Mm-hmm. So I could see that.
Like, that could
me a fucking aneurysm the first time I tried doing that with like Halo. And
Yeah, that could be a challenge. So.
But I mean, it's definitely good for kids. It's definitely fun. It's not like, it's not terrible, but it's not like the best thing ever either, obviously.
Right.
But it's decent for what it is. And they had some like Columbia from like BioShock Infinite. Someone made like,
That's interesting.
That was really cool.
I saw that on a news site. I can't remember which one, but,
It's not official. It's not like official.
GameInformer.com?
Maybe. It might have been.
But
I only go to Game Informer and Destructoid right now. So.
Nice.
It's one of the two.
Yeah.
I think they both probably had it on there.
Probably.
But yeah, it's just someone made it, and it's I don't really know what to do in it. I was like going around the rails and stuff, and I was like, this looks really cool. But the person who made that one didn't really put much in it to do, unless I missed something. So if someone out there has played it, I know a few people have that game. Let me know, because I've done some other ones that have been pretty cool that people have put up there and that are pretty fun little toy box to mess around in.
Yeah,
I do like that you can do
the toy box stuff. That's actually really cool.
But the frame rate sometimes and some of those things are fucking awful. This one guy made a city in the sky. When you're on the ground, the frame rate is god awful. Like, I'm talking like 15 or lower.
Wow.
Like, to the point I was like, wow, getting motion sickness. Like, but the second you get on the rail to go all the way up to the one he made in the sky, it's fine. So I don't know what the hell's going on there. And there's more shit on the ground that he made, but it's still one open space. And I don't know, maybe because it doesn't have to render all the stuff below you because you're not looking at it. But yeah, it was really bad until you get up there. But yeah, it's okay. Tanya liked it co-op, and that's all I cared about. I'm like, oh, cool, we can play this co-op every once in a while. This and Diablo, because she is playing Diablo again now, so.
Which is cool.
I don't know if I like the Diablo couch co-op, the whole fact that you have to share loot
And the screen, yeah.
And the screen. So it's like, we had to be like, hey, check your stuff now. I'll check my stuff. And to be honest, a couple times we played, my character was a little bit higher than hers. I just let her take all the loot. Cause I'm like, I don't want to, let's just take everything. I don't care. I'm just cool with the gold I'm getting and the experience.
Yeah. And in reality, it's like, you can't really, I mean, I guess you could do individual loot with a on-screen co-op, but it would be a lot more of a challenge. Like, cause you have to, mm-hmm. like, oh, you have to tag everything with an ID for a specific character and stuff like that. And
yeah, exactly.
It'd be a little bit more difficult, but, you know.
But yeah. Imagine how slow-paced a four-player couch co-op game would be.
I couldn't even imagine how that would be.
Yeah, because, I mean, we already spent so much time going back to town and checking our loot, man.
All at the same time, doing whatever.
I usually try and complete a map, and then I go back.
That's what we pretty much do. Yeah. We complete a map, do something, go back. You know,
but in a four-player game, you'd have to go back to town, and then you'd each have to do that. Like, you couldn't do it at the same time.
One at a time.
Oh. Yeah. Still, it's cool that four-player fucking couch co-op. Yeah.
I don't think I'd do the four-player, though, with the two-player. Two-player, maybe manageable. Maybe three.
See, I was that way with a lot with Dragon Crown. It's like, if I was going to do multiplayer in general, it's like two-player was the way to do it. Because it was a lot less confusing, and you're still having fun playing with other people. So, but yeah, I can see that with couch co-op on this, especially considering you have to share the screen. So it's too bad they don't have like. Do they have like a LAN mode?
Yeah, they do actually.
Oh, nice.
They
do. See, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yep.
I might try and hook that up.
If I had another copy of the game, I'd be like, yeah, wait a second, we could do that. But I'm not triple dipping, especially when two are on the same console.
Well, no, I was gonna say I could end up doing that for like.
Like Extra Life.
Extra Life. Because I'll probably be doing Extra Life with John again, so that makes sense. Mm. Could do couch co-op Diablo network mode.
Go. That would work.
And then you could do hopefully you could do that and have online at the same time. That would be good.
Yeah, we can definitely do couch co-op and online at the same time. So I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, it makes most sense that you'd be able to do that. So.
Also cracked, and I know I said I was going to wait for it last week, but I picked up Rayman Legends.
Oh, really?
It's so pretty.
It is so pretty.
Yeah, I hear a lot of it's recycled from Origins, though.
So what?
I don't think so at all. All the levels that I've done so far.
Yeah, maybe.
It
may be
there's a lot of Origin levels in it. There's an extra thing where I think they redid like 10 or 15 levels from Origins.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But the original ones for Legends are nothing like Origins. Like, there's brand new mechanics in it that, of course, were made for the touchscreen because it was made for, like, the Wii U, but now they just added in, like, you just hit B when this little character is around certain things so it acts like you're on a touchscreen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess there's some, like, some of the characters, I guess, are kind of reused because they're the same characters, but a lot of the level stuff looks, I think, quite a bit better than Origins, and Origins looks really fucking good. So.
Yeah, Origins was gorgeous. Yeah. There's no doubt
so
about
far,
that.
I'm liking it. It's a little bit different than Origins. Origins set up kind of like a world map kind of thing, like Mario games, stuff like that. This is more of there's paintings on the wall, and you go into which painting you want. That opens up into like six more levels. Each level ends with like a rhythm game type level, which is awesome. It's, if you guys didn't check out the demo, there's one of them in the demo, and it's just awesome. They're so fun. I look forward to playing them in each of the levels. So it's kind of like a nice little carrot on the end of the stick. But there's so much content. You can open up so many different kind of levels, so many different kinds of modes that I haven't even touched yet. I'm basically going just through the levels right now, the straightforward levels. And then I'll go back and do some of the extra shit. But it's fun. Still no online co-op though. Which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, yep. Recommended. Cool. Everyone.
Yeah, awesome. I'll probably nab it on the Vita at one point or another.
Cool. More on that later, actually.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you should. It's fun. That's it, though. Just Disney Infinity, Diablo 3, and Rayman Legend.
Well, I don't really have much to add, because the only other thing that I played besides Diablo was more Clash of Heroes, my Magic Clash of Heroes. I'm actually, I think I'm at the last boss. And yeah, he kicked my freaking ass. So... and it's not like he kicked my ass because I'm colorblind thing. It's he kicked my ass because he kicked my ass thing. And, you know, when you're playing that game, your characters can only get up to like level 10. So my character is maxed out and all my units are maxed out and he's just devastating. So, need to figure out a better strategy on that guy. But, it's funny too, because I haven't really had much of a problem up to this point with the game. Everything's been pretty easy. I think there was like one boss maybe that I had to fight two or three times, and everything else has been, if I don't beat you the first time, I'll beat you the second time. And this guy I've played like three or four times, and he's beaten me every time.
Every time?
Yeah. But
60% of the time, all the time.
My shit always works sometimes. So yeah, I highly recommend that game. It's really fun. If you haven't played it already, you know, it's out on, you know, Xbox, PS3, Android, iOS, DS. Just go get it. It's a fun game. And, you know, especially on like the mobile platforms, it's really good for that. Cause I can pick it up and do like one battle and then put it back down. And, you know, it's really good. So
cool.
But yeah, that's it, man. Let's do some news.
All right. We got some news. Xbone finally has a release date.
It does. Yes. The week PS4.
Exactly 1 week after PS4.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising.
On a Friday. Very surprising.
And here's what else is surprising. So when is Thanksgiving?
The Friday after.
Are
or
you
the
sure?
weekend after. Yeah, Black Friday is November 29th.
Okay, because I always thought that, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I always thought that it was the third Thursday of November.
That's what I thought too. And then on one website, they're talking about it. I think it was IGN or someone saying that it's coming out a week before Black Friday.
Huh.
So I was like, I thought it was the same day. I was like, holy crap, that is scary.
Yeah, because I thought the same thing. I looked at the calendar the other day, and it's like that's the third Friday, which mm-hmm. would make it like Black Friday. But yeah, that's you know, if it's the week before, you know, good on them. That's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was on Black Friday, if you had a pre-order and you're like, I have to go no matter what to a retail place and get this.
So,
like, I don't have to worry. I live in Canada.
Are you guys surprised that they decided to go a week later?
Yeah, I'm surprised totally. They didn't go on November 5th
to
Call of Duty.
I am not, and I'll tell you why now, because in reality, it was a manufacturing thing, because I think they just started manufacturing them, and they would not have had a good supply. That extra 2 weeks is going to be pretty important, because
it's going to be
from what I've seen, the PS3 has been in production for over a month now.
I don't know if that's true, because what's a call was saying how they've still yet to demo a retail version of the PS4.
Well, from what I read, they started making them at end of July, early August. So I'm not sure what's true and what's not, but if that is true, that's good, because that means that there's going to be a lot more PS4s available for those that are getting them.
That are not that want to not pre-order.
Right, right.
And I don't know if that, honestly, dude, I don't know where you read that, because everywhere I've read it's saying that everyone's kind of worried that they've not announced anything, that they're in production at all, or that none of the major outlets have even seen a working retail PS4 yet.
Huh. I'll have to look it up and while we're on break, and I'll send you the link.
But it's like, I'm sure they have to be now. They have to be.
Like, yeah.
This is a couple weeks ago, so I'm sure now it has to be, like, they're probably full in, like, you know, getting shipped out. Because they they're going to be shipping a week apart from each other. And that was the same as the Wii and the PS3 were a week apart too, weren't they? I can't remember which one.
They were a week apart. The Wii came first, I believe.
The Wii was first?
Yeah, I think so. And then the PS3 was after that. And then, of course, the 360 was a year before.
Yeah. And the thing is, it doesn't really matter. Everyone's making a big deal about, like, this whole week difference.
Yeah, it's
not going to matter. Both of them are going to sell out no matter what. So it's not going to, it's basically going to come to who can make the most before that date.
Yeah. Pretty
much.
Which
will, I think it'll still probably be PS4, just because you have to make, you don't have to just make whatever amount of Xbox Ones, you have to make that many Kinects.
Right. So there's an additional piece in there that adds some complexity to the production.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not going to matter in terms of, like, you can't, everyone's like, oh, it's over, it's out a week before, or, oh my god, it's over, because Microsoft's doing this so they can have some more for what's it called, Black Friday. Like, no, they're all just going to sell out, bam, and then it's going to wait until, like, January, February, where they're finally like, okay, now we're actually being able to sell them to people who just want to walk in and buy one.
Yeah, anybody who's saying, oh, it's over right now is just ridiculous. It's
they're not the kind of people you want to listen to anyway.
Right, right, exactly.
But it's, yeah, so I am fucking happy that I'm not buying both right away, because that would be broke ass me.
That'd be a shitty month. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a shitty month, man. It'd be like paycheck and done before half your fucking...
Here, should I just sign this over to you?
yeah, exactly. It's like, and I have to wait a week after these things to get paid again.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there you go. 15th and 22nd. Go for your midnight launches.
It's not bad. I'm going to do a midnight launch on this one, I think.
22nd. Nice. Let's see.
The problem is that I don't have anybody to hang out with at the midnight launch, so...
Now
that Jason's gone...
Yeah.
Because Jason and I would be camping out at Best Buy, I'm sure, or something.
Oh, shit. See, when we stood in line for a Wii, man, we weren't even going to get one that night.
I know.
And then I went out and hung out with you, and then I'm like, fuck it, we're here.
Might as well. Yeah, that was a fucking random thing. It's like, so actually, we're going to talk about that. So we'll talk about that for the future. That's a good story for the future. So let's keep moving.
Okay, Microsoft also came and said they're going to be supporting a 360 into 2016. And there's currently 100 games that are in development right now to be released between then and then. So people who are worried, they're not cutting off the Xbox 360 like they did with the Xbox original. I almost said Xbox One. This is such a stupid name.
I agree.
but yeah, so remember, like this time last year, they're basically like, all right, once the 360 comes out, that is it. No more Xbox. So if people still want to stay around with those things, go for it.
Well, I mean... they changed the system anyway, but when they said, well, you know, we have a system for the people that don't have internet connection, you know, that was you better still support it after that.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know,
I still don't really think they're going to support it so much as that they're just like,
relying on third parties. Yeah. I mean, that's what Sony does.
Like any of their big thing. Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be like, they're going to keep manufacturing them and, you know, advertising and shit. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Sony does. It's like they don't actually support.
Oh, exactly.
They don't actually support
their stuff to be on
their 10-year life cycle. They have like a last game that comes out. It's like this year we're gonna get what the hell is Beyond Two Souls, and I think there's one more big first party title, and then we're not gonna see any more first party titles.
No, it'll be Gran Turismo 6 and Beyond.
Yeah, that's it. Those are gonna be the last big first party titles for PS3.
Yep.
You know. 2014, Last Guardian, that's a port. If that ever comes out, if that's not vaporware, which it probably fucking is at this point, that's coming out for PS4, right? There's no way right now that comes out for PS3.
There's no way they'd release that for PS4 right now. Unless it's like a PS2 port of a PS3 game. Like, we're going to that part of, you know, transitions where it's going to be, a lot of games are going to be cross-platform, or not cross-platform, cross-generation, or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll be like the dumbed down versions.
Yep, absolutely.
Sticking with MS right now, the European thing with the FIFA, get free copy of FIFA. You can now pick between FIFA and Forza 5. Also, the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a transcript found, whatever, between some MS employee and some customer or something, whatever, that was asking about, like, basically people in North America, why aren't they getting a free game? And their quote was, about the US Xbox One, as of the moment, the game of which will be free is still yet to be announced. However, there will be a free game for pre-ordered Xbox One people. The rep said, emphasized, you can check the information once we have it updated on our Xbox news site, or it'll be updated within your email address, which is tied to your Xbox Live account.
I hope it's a game I already own on the 360.
I'm hoping it's going to be one of the games that... I'm hoping it's true. I'm hoping they already decided, like, you know what, we're going to throw I guess it won't be a pack-in game. It'll definitely be a code, digital code. But for something, and my fingers are crossed that it is Forza 5, because I was going to buy that anyway, and then it'll just save me $60.
Yeah, no doubt.
This article said that they think it might be Madden 25 because of the partnership with EA and because they're doing FIFA in Europe. I hope to God it's not Madden 25. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will care about that. I personally do not, and I'll probably just give away the code or sell it or do something.
If they gave me my choice of launch game, I would choose Dead Rising 3, but you know what? That might sway me.
What,
you know what I mean?
Game?
Like, it might sway me to actually go in on the Xbox first.
If it was a free game or if it was Dead Rising.
If it was a free game of your choice.
Yeah, if it was a free game of my choice.
Yeah, if it was of your choice, like, pick a DL code, basically, there you go, bam. That'd be pretty good. I highly doubt it would be like that, but that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
I'm calling Forza 5. That's what I think it's gonna be.
That's a safe bet.
And I hope so.
I think that's what it is too. It makes the most sense at this point. Either that or Kinect Sports, but that's not coming out at launch, is it?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's January or something.
Okay,
like
yeah. So yeah.
I thought
Forza 5 makes the most sense.
Because it's not going to be Rise, because Rise is mature. They're not going to give away a free mature game to it. And it won't be Killer Instinct, because Killer Instinct is technically
already free
anyway.
Yeah. So It won't be that. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, we're giving you the full version of Killer Instinct for free. A lot of people are not going to give a fuck about that. Probably less people would give a fuck about that than getting Madden 25 for free. Unfortunately, because there's dumb people out there.
I have a feeling it's going to be Forza. And I mean, I think, and the reason I say that is because, it's similar to what PS4 is doing with the free version of, what the hell is it? Drive Club. So I don't know if they'll scale it down for the free version. Probably not. I would think they would.
Well, they're saying no. I doubt they would, because that would just be.
Yeah, I don't think they will, but, you know, it's hard to say, really. I mean, it's very possible that Europe is getting a free game because of the power, because of the better, currency over there, the better exchange rate or something like that.
I think they're also getting it because Sony basically owns
their, they own
outside of UK, they own Europe, and I think Microsoft wants to gain some ground. So, like, we have to pack in something. Mm-hmm. We have to give them something for free. That's the way they did the whole FIFA thing.
Yeah, FIFA Soccer is a damn good include. Yeah.
And I'm sure EA wasn't just like, hey, we're just going to do that because we're nice people. I'm sure Microsoft was like, hey, look what we have. Big wad of cash. Just put that in there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't think they do cash. That for Madden here. So, yeah. Rayman, Legends, we talked about it earlier. The Vita version apparently is going to get the missing levels patched in DLC.
Oh, cool.
In the form of DLC soon. They didn't say an exact date. Chris, I'm not sure if you knew, but it's missing 28 levels from the other versions. So it is going to be out for DLC soon. So that's good. That's good shit. Makes me think I will get that someday. The reason I passed on the Vita is basically because of that. And after playing the demo, I'm like, I wanted this on my big screen TV. So pretty. Sony is working on a virtual headset, apparently, to combat the Oculus Rift.
I heard about that. That's interesting.
It's being rumored that they're going to show it off at TGS, which is soon, right? It's in a couple weeks.
Is it next week or the week after? I think it's next week.
Something like that.
15th or the 19th or something.
The week after.
Oh, wow. So they're making supposedly making their own virtual headset. I don't know if that's a good idea right now, though. Why don't they wait to see how the Oculus Rift does and just license that instead of making this thing that might not do well? But hey, who knows? Oculus Rift is kind of cool, and if they can get that shit,
totally cool.
I just don't know why they do their own. It just boggles my mind right now. Hmm. But
yeah, that's true. It's like, why wouldn't you just take advantage of the fact that someone else is already doing it? Just use their technology.
Exactly. You know? Just license it out and be like, this is compatible with the PS4, and it'll also work with your PC. Like
Yeah, I mean
instead of putting all the money into R&D and making your own marketing, and I don't get it. Especially because it's not viable yet. It's not like it's just beta units are out there. It's not in retail. They have no idea how this is going to do. So that's kind of cool though. I'd like to have a dedicated just kind of throw on there. And
this has got to, it's got to be a ways out because nobody fucking knows anything about this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? If they show it, they show it. If not, then it's just another rumor that we're talking about.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just a little one. I want to mention Time Splitter Rewind has been announced for the PS4. For those who don't know, Time Splitter is that game originally came out on PS2. They made like four games of it, or three or four. Some fan is making basically kind of like a combination of all the multiplayer modes and versions of those games and bringing them out to like PC and stuff, and it's going to be coming out for the PS4 as well. So if you like those kind of games, they basically played like Perfect Dark and GoldenEye, because a lot of it was made by the same people who made those games back in the day, just, you know, pretty ones.
But and it was way funnier.
Yes, that is very true. Very slapsticky and a lot of crazy, like, characters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The other news thing I don't have to bother reading, it's kind of a who-gas, but if you really give a shit, there's going to be Pokemon-themed 3DS XLs coming to North America with the release of the game in red or blue.
Yeah! So
Jason's yessing all over that shit.
I was about to mention I was about to ask, did you guys talk about the 2DS? But I assume you talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay.
I still think it's bullshit.
I do too.
Oh, you think it's a lie?
Huge joke on
us. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think it is. It's like, here's an early April Fool's joke that it's going to eventually show up. Yeah. I'm not going to go there. So.
All right.
Would be funny, though.
Let's take a break, then. We'll go there instead.
Yeah, I like that idea. When we come back, we'll talk about consoles, the ones that we've bought, owned, and all that other good stuff. And then after that, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Word.
morning. It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you.
And you welcome back.
And yeah. You welcome back.
Hey, well, Lisa. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Kaizo.
All right. So today we are talking about what was our first console? What was the first console we bought with our own money? What was the first console you got on day one? And what was the last one?
It was like a bonus one. If you ever got a console, it was a gift. The first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. So, so we got a few emails on this, and I believe that, are we gonna, did we say we're gonna do, responses from the website?
Sure. If people respond on the website, sure. I don't know if anyone.
Well, on Retroids, I mean. I'm sorry.
That's what I mean.
Okay. I'll have to look.
But I don't know if we did a question. Oh, I did put a question of the week thing up there. I think.
You were on top of things, man.
You should check that.
As I read this first email.
Alright.
Yeah, we should.
First email from Sean Recupido.
What's up, Sean?
Sir. When I first started gaming, the very first console I ever technically owned was an SNES. I received for Christmas 1 year. The first console I ever bought with my own money was the original Xbox. I only had a GameCube at the time, and a friend brought over Halo, and I knew I had to get one.
Have to have it.
That's it. That's the email. Mine. Straight to the point. First
Thank
gaming
you,
console he ever owned
with a Super NES.
Nintendo.
That's a good place to start, man.
Yeah.
No good place to start.
Joke. Start
cool. Hey, Jeff, why don't you take that next one?
I will do the next one. This next one comes from Mr. Jeff Better Tomorrow.
He
says, so I'm pretty sure I forgot some of the parts of the question, so I'll go off my selective memory and try to hit most points. So technically,
and still write a novel.
So technically, my first console bought for me, which was actually for me and my sister and brother, but mostly my brother, was an NES, to which my brother had an identical reaction as the N64 kid had. As for me, I was I was five or so and didn't really care, but I did like the Zapper and enjoyed the Jumping Man game, as I called it.
Jumping Man game, nice.
<awesome. laughs> The first console I ever bought for myself was kinda a PS2. I'd already bought a game, Resident Evil Code Veronica, but it would take several months to actually find a console because PS2s at the time were impossible to find. I didn't actually have money at the time, but one day when I was out with my mom, we unexpectedly found one in stock at Walmart, so my mom bought it for me on her credit card and I paid her back slowly. That said, the first time I ever outright bought a console with my money was my first GameCube. I bought it with a copy of the Resident Evil remake, or as he said, the remake, capital R-E. People in audio won't be able to
see that.
So yeah. Was so excited when I got home and opened the box awkwardly and dropped the console face first onto the hardwood floor.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
It didn't even make a scratch. Such an amazing console. Sigh. I really miss Nintendo, guys. R.I.P. childhood friend.
Me too.
The first console that I bought on launch was unfortunately a Wii. which after a short few months of just basically making me's and hating myself, I traded it in for a PS3. We all make mistakes, but sometimes we make the best of them. Oh, I also bought a Wii U at launch. Idiots.
I like how he puts that in parentheses, too. Idiot.
I actually thought Jeff bought his Wii U late, but I guess not.
Did you not learn from the Wii, Jeff? Did you not learn?
I've never really had a console bought for me alone as a gift. My mom did buy me a PS1, but the deal was I traded in all my SNES stuff, and she paid the difference. So kind of more like halfsies. But since Microplay gave me next to nothing for all my SNES stuff, it was more like 80 to 20s. I probably forgot one, but I'm on the toilet. My legs and ass are going to sleep, so I'm ending this now.
Go take care of that, buddy.
Jeff, better tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hope your ass feels better.
All right. Should I go ahead and take this then? So this one's from Mike Strife, and he has to say, hey, guys, and I'm going to trip over myself really bad today, guys. I just want to let you know that ahead of time. I had to think back for this week's questions. The first console I owned was the NES. My parents bought it for me and my brother when I was like 5, and it's what got me hooked on games. The first system I bought with my own money was the PS1. Man, you guys are like, it's funny to see like the gap. And I guess I'll get to that when we talk about ours, but it's funny to see the gap.
Well, like, Mike and Jeff aren't that much younger than us.
Right. I know, but that's what I'm saying is the gap between like, he's saying that he got an NES and and that was his first console, and the first one he bought with his own money was a PS1.
Oh, it was a PS1.
I mean, that's a gap. That's an entire generation of a gap.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. First system I bought with my own money was a PS1. A friend of mine got the system, the first week it was out when we were in grade 7. We went over to his place and played Destruction Derby and Wipeout all the time. Destruction Derby. Then we rented Resident Evil, and I knew I had to own this thing. So I saved up for months and eventually got one. Cool. All right. I generally get consoles as soon after they come out. But last gen made it tough to get consoles early on, if you didn't pre-order. So I started doing that. And since the 3DS, I've been getting everything day one. Thinking back though, the only system that I got day one before the 3DS was a Dreamcast. A local game store had imported the Japanese one a couple of months before, and we'd rent it all the time and play Sonic Adventure and Sega Rally 2. As soon as that thing came out, I had to get it. Finally, I didn't really get consoles for special occasions. The first NES my parents bought us, that first NES my parents bought us. I'm not really sure why they did. Maybe there was a good sale or something. It wasn't either of our birthdays, but the first year I was going out with my wife, she got me the recently released PS2. Oh, okay. For my birthday. It was awesome. We spent that weekend playing the bouncer. Because coming out of the PS1 era, how could a Square game not be awesome?
Right.
And it was all downhill from there. Yep. Well, I thought that would be a super short email, but I guess I had more to say than I thought, so I'll cut it off here. Thanks, guys. Mike Strife.
Thank you, Mike.
Good stuff. We have another one? Oh, my God,
we do have another one.
Yo, Robert Shaw Jr., he wrote us. He says, hey, guys, sorry for the last-minute email, but I had a long work weekend writing this on my mile walk home.
God. Wow.
So the first console I owned, don't laugh, I'm old, was a 1977 Pong machine my dad bought and played obsessively with myself and my brother. Good times. I was 4.
You were 4? God damn, you old.
You older than me, son.
Not by much.
Or maybe I should call you dad instead.
Not by much. The first console I bought myself was a Super Nintendo, which I bought for Christmas 91 with McDonald's paycheck money as a family gift. Santa provided
Fist bump.
The games.
Fist bump. I'll get to that later, too.
Working
with
for a living.
McDonald's paycheck money as a family gift.
Yeah. So he spent some of his paycheck money.
Oh, he bought it as a family. Oh, gotcha.
Now, my first day one and first gift are one and the same. I had received a call from work while on a ski vacation and promptly took off my skis and took the call. Man, he was roughing it.
Mm-hmm.
He took a call from the chalet.
A few days later, the guy who called me ran into my office and he needed a PS3 on launch day and asked if I was willing to wait outside for one with him. I said, let's try our local Best Buy since they are new and we do biz with them, and I'll call them up. I wish I did. I was all about 360 at the time, so it didn't upset me. When the manager answered the phone, he said, we have two extra units, but only the 60 gigabytes. Oh, no. I told him to hold one and charge by phone and went to pick it up. I got back to a note on my desk saying, you're awesome. Thanks for all your help and never complaining. Enjoy your new PS3. Then later, I won a Slim, and the EA Slim was gifted. And the EA Slim and was gifted a Vita by work for being awesome during your presentation.
That's
pretty awesome. Now, one more thing. With new consoles coming, my wife convinced me to start selling stuff. So I got a 325 from GameStop for my 360 with Kinect and just sold a PS3, the EA branded one, for $200 and purchased a Wii U. Thanks for reading my book and really like the answers to my last email. Love you all, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
That's all we got for email.
All right.
I don't know, why would you sell a PS3 and a 360 for a Wii U?
Yeah. Why would you buy a Wii U?
Questionable.
I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I've talked about the Wii U. I have a special fondness for the Wii U, even though I don't own one yet, but I really want one.
No, I don't want to buy it or nothing. It's cool, but.
Yeah.
When it's like $200, like it should be, then I'll go out and buy it.
Yeah. Be all over that.
That's right.
It's getting closer every day.
Or when there's a new Zelda and not a remake of a shitty Zelda, then I'll go out and buy it.
Oh, shots fired, son.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, actually, story time? Wind Waker was actually the best Zelda 3D game that was made in the last decade.
Actually, Jeff, you're full of shit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. And you're probably like Twilight Princess and all that kind of new shit. And, yeah, sorry. You just don't like art.
You just don't like art. I've heard that before. So, story time?
Yeah, let's start. So, first console. Let's go with that first.
First console.
I'll go. First console, Atari 2600.
Me too.
It sucks because it was bought for me, but my fucking uncle and aunt and my goddamn mother all played it way more than I. They wouldn't even let me fucking play it.
I was going to say, they probably didn't even let you play.
Dude, my Atari 2600 was in my mom's room.
Son of a bitch. Oh, and my goddamn NES? Yeah, my mom kept stealing that and putting it in her room. God, I was so pissed off. Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was the first console that I owned. That Jeff? I remember owning.
First one I owned technically is the ColecoVision. I don't count that as the first one I owned because that was like, I think my dad bought that and then I just kind of played it and that kind of got me hooked. The first one that was actually like, that was like for me, that wasn't a gift, was the Sega Master System. With like Double Dragon. It was like a,
ooh, nice.
It was a do good on your report card end of year thing, and they did buy me a console. I chose that over the NES, which looking back was not a good idea. But
All right.
I had fun with it.
Chris, what's the next one?
Are you gonna do yours?
No, I said 2600.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you used the same ones. Next one is the first one that you bought with your own money. Actually, no, let's do gift first. If you ever got one as a gift for like Christmas, birthday, whatever.
That's kind of the same thing. Yeah. So the 2600. And, that carried through for a number of generations. I will say that. I had trouble remembering which one I bought with my own money though. Like completely and totally the first one I think that I bought with, like it was all my money. And not like a McDonald's situation where I worked part time. You know, and chipped in like $50 or something like that.
Exactly.
But the one that I actually spent, all of my money was a Dreamcast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
It was late. Yeah. And I distinctly remember that day, like making sure that I had enough money in my bank account, you know, checking with the bank and, only
the tax and everything.
Yeah. And only being able to get two launch games, you know, Sonic Adventure and Soul Calibur.
That's all you needed though.
It's true, but
that is all you need.
Man, it was there were a lot of tough choices. I remember that. And I remember having a budget for that and shit. But I mean I had you know pitched in money towards like a PlayStation and shit before, and probably, you know, early generation stuff I probably chipped in, you know, because it's like a good faith kind of thing. But But yeah, Dreamcast was the one where it was like, all right, launch day. I got money in my bank account. I saved up.
So that was your launch day one too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Let me see. So my, first gift was the NES. And I actually got the, this is like, it was the year the NES came out. So it wasn't launch. It was like that Christmas. Okay. And I got the, I actually got the set that came with Duck Hunt, the Zapper, Gyromite, and the Robot.
Rob? Oh, yeah, son.
Yeah. So I got that set, and I actually went and actually went out and bought Super Mario Brothers separately. I was one of those guys. There weren't many of those. Yeah, so that was really my, that was my gift, my first gift of a video game system. And I think it was my only gift for a video game system. I think everything else I bought myself.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
so,
sure.
So where does the 2600 come into play? Was that bought for you? Or
I don't, I don't remember thing? How that was acquired. That was, as okay. I said, that was in my mom's room. So I just think they had one.
Oh, I see.
It might have been her husband's at the time. My, you know, cause, you know, things that people don't know about me, that may not know about me. My mom did get remarried, after my father died. And she was married for probably a good, like 2-3 years and that was it. But, yeah, it may have been his. I don't remember. So, but I just remember that it was
there.
It was there.
He probably had a better breakout score.
The only game I ever remember playing on it is Pac-Man and, shoot. Trying to remember there was the ground shooter where there was the birds that you shot and they split into two. You know what I'm talking about?
Not offhand.
Okay,
no.
Well, someone out there screaming at their fucking phone or something like that. But I'll probably get an email on it.
Bother on the shitter.
My fucking ass is numb.
Since you did, or did you do all of the rest of yours, Jason? I guess you did.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah,
all right. Did. Well, then I'll keep going, and then we'll get into other things in a minute. But so the first one I bought with my own money was the Genesis. Another one of those things that people might not know about me. I started working when I was 13 years old. I actually washed dishes for
slave labor.
Yeah, pretty much. I washed dishes for my cousin in his restaurant, and he paid me $50 a weekend. I worked Friday night and Saturday night, and he paid me $50 a weekend. And I saved up for a month and I bought a Genesis. Nice. That came with Altered Beast, and I was happy guy. You know, I thought it was the best thing ever. So I bought that with my own money. Super NES, I bought with my McDonald's money. Cause I worked at McDonald's at the time and I picked up a Super NES. Pretty much everything after.
First day one. You don't have to go through everything you bought with your own money, just the first one.
Everything after the Genesis I bought with my own money. So, but first day one, I believe was the PSP.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the first day one was the PSP.
I hated you so much.
Cause I posted pictures on PO and everything, didn't I?
I was living there at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw it firsthand and I'm like, son of a bitch.
It was so cool, man.
I don't like
awesome.
This Riccio guy.
Yeah. but yeah, that was the first one I got day one. I got the PS2 pretty close to day one. It was one of those things where it's like all the day ones sold out. And I just happened to go into Best Buy because I needed to buy a camera. And I was walking out of Best Buy without anything in my hand. And I saw a guy walking with like two PS2s stocking them. I'm like, are those for sale? He's like, yes. Do you want one? I'm like, yes. I grabbed that, went back, grabbed the camera and checked out. So
that's a hell of a story. They had it in stock. So I bought one.
Yeah. They stocked it as I was walking out of the store. So I bought one. But,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, what about you, man?
Where did I leave? What was the first one I did? Gifted one. Oh, the gifted one. I didn't really get a console ever as like a gift for Christmas birthday, but I did get my Game Gear for Christmas one year. And that was funny because I didn't know I was getting one. And they were apparently from like Santa. And mom specifically told me to open this one first, and I opened it, and it was a Game Gear case. And then once I opened it, she was like, oh, shit.
She's
like,
you weren't supposed
to open that one first. Something, and like, it took me a while to put two and two together. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. She's like, you might as well open this one now. I'm like, yay.
I think I got my Game Boy as a gift, too, actually, now that I think about it. That might be the other one.
I got a Game Boy as a gift.
Yeah.
First one I
Did they give you like 5 additional presents just full of batteries?
Yeah, that would be super helpful. Yeah, I think there was, honestly, I think they did put, I definitely remember them actually wrapping the batteries separately. It wasn't like a shitload, but that thing had the worst battery thing.
Yeah.
But they did buy me the adapter.
It did not have the worst battery life. Did you ever use a Turbo Express? Oh my God.
Well, no, but yeah. First one I bought with my own money, even though it was used, but it was the first time I like literally was like, I got to save up money from whatever and buy it, was a Sega Saturn. And I bought up the dude I know who was selling it. So
I
bought that.
Still the best controller of all time.
Yeah, it's up there, I'd say.
I like the Japanese gen. The second gen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about the American one. That one sucked. But the Japanese one was awesome.
Right.
And the first, yeah, everything after that bought my own money. And then first launch day was actually 360. It was the first console I ever actually bought on launch day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was close to it, but it wasn't. It was like, yeah, it was a month or two later.
I'll be honest with you. Dreamcast might have been my first launch day, but I don't remember if I bought it on launch day or not. Because I was working at it. I was working at a game store at the time, so it may have been just the thing that I was like, oh, look, it's in stock. Let's get it.
You were already there that day.
Yeah, I was already there. I was working that day, so I just picked it up. I don't even remember if I picked it up on launch day or not. So, yeah, who knows?
Cool.
But
either way, I'm hyped. New consoles coming up. Looking forward to buy them.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there for midnight launch. What midnight launches have you guys done? Or is that another question?
I think we've done.
The only one I remember is the Wii, and that was like completely.
Oh, you guys did Metal Gear
by accident.
That
was a game.
I mean console.
Oh, console. I've never done a midnight launch. I don't think I'll do a midnight launch for a console because I just stay up all night playing it. So
that's the point.
That's why I can't do that. I took off the Friday of the Expo, so I'm gonna get it like early ass Friday morning.
Yeah, I'm taking off the Friday of PS4 and the Monday. Because I've got,
that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've got time to take, so I might as well take it. My midnight launches, my first midnight launch was also the PSP. I got that at, I just walked into Walmart and bought it. And then, the Wii was one of those situations where and this is how it all came down with, Jason and Lisa as well. But, you know, we were just out and about and we happened to be in the Toys R Us, parking lot. I don't know where we were coming from, but we were driving. I was like, oh, look, they've already got a line started for the Wii. And my wife looks at me and she goes, do you want to wait? And I looked at her. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, do you want to get in line? I was like, okay. And she goes, well, why don't I get in line and you go home and pick up this, this, and this, and this, and this, and come back and we'll wait in line and we'll get one. And I'm like, fuck yeah. And I mean, she was my girlfriend at the time, right? We weren't married yet, but you know, so we stood in line and then, you know, I got a call on the phone from Jason. I was like, yeah, we're at Toys R Us. We're just waiting in line. And it's like, really? And it's like, hey, okay, we'll be there in like an hour. so Jason and Lisa showed up and, you know, they were further down in line. They were actually, like it wrapped all the way around and they were near Subway or something like that. But you guys still got one, right?
Yeah. There was still plenty.
So there were still plenty to get. So, you know, we ended up, they were there for, I don't know how long you guys were there, but it was less time than me because I was there for 9 hours and I got one. And you
Jesus,
guys were there.
You had put in some work. Yeah.
I got there at like 4 o'clock or something like that. And then, like they came at like, you know, it was like
8, 9 o'clock. I don't know. It was late. Like it was shortly before things were going to start.
Yeah. Running. And they still got one. So that was good. That was good for them, man. That was awesome. But yeah, for the Wii, I picked up like 5 launch games too. Yeah. Ridiculous. But, I won't make that mistake again.
I don't remember. Oh, a part of it was like they were offering like a really good like credit deal.
Yeah.
As well at the time. And I think that's
10% off.
Us.
Yeah. If you can get 10% off all your purchase if you signed up for their credit card. So I did that. Got 10% off of the system
and then
canceled the fuck out of it. Yeah. But yeah, that worked out. And then, that's it. I'll do PS4 midnight launch. And then, you know.
I'm not even pre-ordered anywhere.
Oh, really?
I'm still kind of on the fence, seriously. Like, I've been kind of thinking about Xbox One now. Getting that first.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I have. Oh, I don't know if you're, both are saying there should be some for pre-order people.
Here's the thing, Jason, because I know that like the first next-gen game that I know you want 100% seems to be... Oh, is it?
And Killer, and Killer Instinct.
Cause, okay. Well, then maybe you should get an X-Bone. Cause yeah. I thought you were like, I need to play Infamous! You know? So.
Yeah. But that's not a launch title.
No, it's not, but it's gonna be first quarter.
Yeah.
So. First quarter is, that gives them three or four months to save up.
Yeah. I mean, sure. First quarter.
That's the exact
could still
reason
be spring next year, you know?
That's the exact reason I'm doing it, dude, is cause. There's games I want to play on Xbox One day one. There's no games I want to play day one on PS4. And I'm going to have a PS4
besides
before
Killzone.
January. Well, I want to play Killzone, but it's like, it's not above Killer Instinct.
Right.
Forza 5.
I know there's going to be plenty to play on the PS4.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. And yeah, the stuff, will get announced. And yeah. I'll be happy about those announcements. And then I'll be happy with the PS4. But I'm gonna shut up.
Hey, Jason, drink some more.
Fuck.
Damn. Yeah, it's still old beer.
Drink some more, Jason. Drink some more.
No. Wait. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna go refill.
Drink.
And then we'll talk.
Drink.
All right. We'll talk during Diablo.
But no, there's gonna be. I mean, I would be super happy with the PS4, and that's why I've been planning that as like my lead console, but. I don't know. I really want to fucking play Killer Instinct, and I really want to fucking play Dead Rising 3. So, I don't know.
I'm sights set on PS4 right now, just because there's not. I really don't have any connection to Dead Rising, and you know.
I think overall, the Killzone. Oh God,
I have Killzone 2. I have the Killzone trilogy on my shelf. So, I'm not a huge fan, but. You know, I will play.
Like five Halo games on my shelf that I haven't touched.
Yeah, I have Halo 4 still wrapped up.
So what are you gonna buy then, day one? Just curious.
What am I buying? I'm gonna buy Killzone.
You gotta get Killzone.
Cause it's a set piece, right? I'm getting Knack, cause I think Knack looks super fun for some reason.
Ooh.
And then, there was one other game that I was gonna buy and I can't remember what it was.
That sounds
the platform,
awesome.
Probably.
I mean, I'm gonna buy, like,
Watch Dogs, maybe?
Watch Dogs, yeah, I'm definitely gonna buy Watch Dogs. And then, I'm also gonna download,
Warframe.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, yeah, see, I wouldn't, Warframe I could play, we can play right now if you want to.
Yeah, but I don't like the way the PC controls, cause I still have to use a mouse.
And, keyboard, you mean?
No, I have to use mouse and keyboard and a controller. I can't just use a controller. When I have to like go navigate inventory and menus and shit like that, I have to switch over to my mouse. And I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So that's the reason. That's the only reason that I'm trying it out on PS4. Cause I played it on PC already and I think it's fine outside of the fact that you can't really lock onto enemies. I wish they would fix that. I don't know if they're going to or not, but, yeah. So there you go.
Cool.
But, I'm going to play, the PS Plus version of,
Drive Club.
Yeah, Drive Club. I'm having one of those draw blank moments for everything right now. It's awesome. But, that's about it.
All right.
Are we through?
I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for in. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
Should we talk?
A little bit of a tangent there, but.
All right, let's do some new releases then. What do you think?
What's coming out next week?
What is coming out next week? For the PS3, we have Puppeteer.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
Dude, it's getting, what is this game?
Reviews. I've heard basically nothing of it. I know they showed it at E3 and I was like, but it's getting really good reviews.
See,
I'm kind of
okay.
Excited.
So here's my thing. I am tainted for this particular, game. Because when I hear Puppeteer, all I can think of is fucking Media Molecule doing that bullshit with the move and making things dance around. I'm like, no, not that, anything but that. So Puppeteer's coming out. GameSpot gave it a 9. I don't know what this fucking game is, but I need to find out.
IGN gave it 8.5.
Did they?
It's getting good.
It's getting good scores, dude. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix.
So pretty.
NHL 14.
Like Donald and stuff.
Sanctum 2. Mm-hmm. And Dragon Fantasy Book 2, which will be a PSN download.
That's 360
is getting NHL 14 and DuckTales.
Woo.
The 3DS is getting Young Justice Legacy, and Vita is getting Killzone Mercenary and Dragon Fantasy Book 2, which I believe is cross-buy. I believe.
Okay. If it's a downloadable, it should be.
Yeah, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not Atlas, so it should be.
So, pick of the week.
I'm torn now. I was going to go 100% fucking Killzone Mercenaries, but...
Puppeteer does have sounds and looks good. I haven't played it, though. I don't know.
I'm going to say Killzone, and then I'm going to say I need to check out Puppeteer, because I'm hearing too many good things.
I'll most likely buy Mercenaries. I told myself I'm not buying any more this generation like retail games until Batman Origin comes out. So...
When is that? That's next month, right?
Yeah, it's October.
Nice.
You know what? I'm going to say Outlast, even though it came out this past week.
And what is that? Because
Is kind of a survival horror. Well, just more horror. Granted, you try and survive, but whatever. In the vein of Amnesia as well.
Mm.
All right. No combat or anything like that. You're in like an insane asylum. It's just really well executed. I think Amnesia is a little bit better, but Outlast is still pretty fucking scary.
All right
then.
Cool. Emails.
Any questions? Oh, emails?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
First email is from Mr. MC Wilson.
What's up, MC?
He says, "Dear Indits, I've been playing DuckTales Remastered and experienced this NES classic again has helped me realize a couple of things. Number one, the deranged sound clips they play when you collect treasure are a sobering reminder that Uncle Scrooge is fucking insane."
The truth.
Pretty much.
I have to remember that. I have to play that again. Two, boss battles were once a really cool thing. For several years, gaming podcasters have lamented the existence of boss battles in modern games, deriding them as antiquated trappings of an arcade era. The counter-argument has always been that they're meant as a test of skill, a kind of pop quiz, to reinforce the lessons of the previous level. But DuckTales reminds me that in most cases, boss battles are primarily intended as action set pieces.
Agreed.
You throw into a room for a one-on-one fight, some upbeat music would start playing, and your opponent would use predictable attack patterns as a means of forcing you to use your coolest-looking moves in order to win. In the best cases, you'd feel like a total badass if you're able to pull it off. Before we go on, sorry, Jason, you were saying something?
No.
Oh, okay. There you're saying something. I was going to say that I kind of agree with the counter argument of always been meant to test your skill of pop quiz. I kind of think that's kind of true these days.
It's yes.
Like, learn those shit that you've, yeah.
And I don't like that, actually. It just feels forced at that point. And
true. It kind of gets predictable in some ways. Like, hey, I just got taught this skill, so I know I have to use this skill to beat this boss, and the boss becomes cake.
Yep.
It's like, there we go. Okay, it goes on to say, not every boss battle was amazing and memorable, but the ones I do remember are among my favorite gaming memories of all time. And then you list some games off here. It says Zelda 2, Dark Link, Super Metroid, Mother Brain, God of War, Hydra. Hydra was awesome, but more epic than... It was not hard at all. I don't even know if you could die on it, but it was fucking epic. Einhander, that game was so good. Stratagem, Spacecraft, and Schwarzgeist. Schwarzgeist?
Yeah, that's bless you.
And in almost every case, it wasn't just because of my opponent. It was because of everything that game did to set the tone. The music, the tense buildup, and in some cases, an amazing escape sequence afterward. I'm guessing that's the Metroid one. The best argument that can be made for getting rid of bosses in modern games is that games do so much more now to pepper set pieces like these throughout the single-player campaign that the impact of a specific boss battle is lessened. But then, that's my opinion. And now I would like to hear yours. Tell me what you think of boss battles, then and now. And please give me details on some of your favorite boss battles throughout gaming history. Best, MC.
I mean, right off the bat, the first one that comes to my mind is... what was his name? Uncharted.
Oh, as a terrible one? The first one?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, absolutely shitballs terrible.
Yeah,
like,
it was a
completely forgettable
QTE.
I hate those.
But man, set pieces is such a good word for this because boss battles, like traditionally, are just like end caps to a level. You know, they're the culmination, you know, of everything that level. Like, oh man, I'm just going to calm down for a second because I cannot formulate words. I'm just excited for whatever reason. But no, I completely think that boss battles are... I mean, that's the pinnacle of the level, and they just kind of... they represent everything that that level was. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, yeah. Classic Mega Man stuff. I mean, you can remember all of those bosses and everything, and those were a test of skill, or, you know, a test of, like, strategy. Like, you had to go through a certain order in order to get certain weapons and shit like that. But it's always a challenge. I like that. I don't like the business where, you know, they're trying to, like, reinforce a mechanic and just kind of reiterate that bullshit. But
yeah,
I don't know. I miss classic bosses. I really, really do.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The point I can strengthen is the one about, like, boss battles used to be, like, it was the whole thing, the combination of the music, the setting, and everything. And usually the boss battles were the biggest enemies you fought. They were huge, pattern-based, or whatever. But that was, like, the epicness of the level. Like, once you got, you knew, that was, like, the climax. That was that level's thing. And like you said, like, a lot of games, modern games now, it's just, like, you go through epic shit all the time. So when you get to a boss battle, it becomes more of not... this is going to be so awesome. It's more of, oh my god, now I have to just remember a pattern to win. It's not, like, anything special, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like, as much as I love fucking Bayonetta, I do like the boss battles in Bayonetta, but you fight bosses all the time in that game, and it's not like, it just becomes a regular occurrence. But I'm trying to think of, like, boss battles that I fucking loved back in the day, and I can't fucking think of any right now. Like, all I can keep going back to is arcade games, like Ninja Turtles and stuff, where the boss battles were just fucking cheap and meant to steal
your
quarters.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep going back to that right now, because I didn't think they were the best by any means, but...
Well,
Chris,
or
Jason, say something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about the old school boss battles are just so much different because of how they had to handle everything. And, you know, I mean, DuckTales has really brought me back to some of those. Like, I actually remember fighting some of these bosses on the original game and, you know, some of the boss battles that I really enjoyed were things like, as weird as it sounds, Super Mario Brothers 2, man. Super Mario Brothers 2 had some pretty cool boss battles in my opinion. I thought it was interesting that, you know, you jumped on the Birdo's egg and picked it up and then threw it at him. I just thought that was really cool, you know?
It wasn't just jump on the boss's head.
Right, exactly. You know, they mixed it up a little bit. I mean, granted, it wasn't really a Super Mario Brothers game, but still, it was interesting the way they did it. And, you know, things like that. I mean, it was some of my favorite games in that era. Like in the 16-bit era was one of my favorite Genesis games, Target Earth, which I've talked about before, is Assault Suit Leonos, basically. And, I seriously just remember it's not a good boss battle by any means, but it's memorable because of it was the only way I could beat it. But there's like, you know, the last boss, I only beat this game once, but the last boss is in this weird room and there's like this little, like a obstacle in the middle of the room, and I just flew around the room in a circle around that obstacle, and every time I passed by close enough, I would shoot him a couple times, and just that's the way I had to beat him.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the way you had to beat bosses in
it was
games
a lot
like
of
that.
Memorization.
Yeah, a lot memorization of memorization.
And fucking patience.
Fucking and Ghouls and Ghosts, man. Like... Ghouls and Ghosts was an awesome game. So many tough battles in that game, and you know that one was. I remember fighting Loki multiple times, you know, in that game. It was tough.
Like, I think that goes to show, like, I can't, honestly, I'm trying to think of stuff like this generation or even PS1 on, like, memorable boss battles, and I can't, everything I'm going back to is, like, stuff like,
well,
like Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like,
We could easily Strider. Bring up, like, Metal Gear Solid bosses.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes, Metal Gear Solid. I think that's kind of
we're talking PS1 area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Era.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
But those are still handled much differently than old school.
Exactly.
You know, they're still so much different. Like, I mean, fucking Golden Axe. You know, Golden Axe had that same cheap ass.
It was like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, like Ninja Turtles, and like I remember, I don't remember how the arcade one was specifically, but the Genesis one, you played Death Adder. Right. Mm-hmm. And after you beat Death Adder,
Double
you
Death
went
Adder.
Through the door and you played Deathbringer. You fought Deathbringer.
Played all of them.
And Deathbringer had these two supposedly indestructible skeletons that would walk around. And you could get into, if you were using, excuse me, Especially if you were using the dwarf, you could get into a specific position where Deathbringer could not hit you, and you could repeatedly hit the skeletons without actually getting into a combo. So you're just swinging your axe back and forth.
Oh, just the one. It's the one thing. Yeah, yeah. Back and forth.
And then, you could just, you could end up actually killing the skeletons, and then the game, that basically made that ending battle completely, you know, broken, easy. Mm-hmm. So.
But you remember the shit out of it.
Exactly, and that's the thing. It's like, you don't really get that anymore.
I looked forward to boss battles back in the day. Now I don't. When I usually get to a boss battle, I'm like, oh god, here, I'm gonna die a few times. I have to memorize a fucking pattern. I'm not sure what it is.
Do you remember how much we fussed about Deus Ex? Man.
Oh, those are just
they were horrible.
Terrible. Those are just not even. Every single time I had to fight one, I'm like, oh god.
See, I'll bring this up. Like playing Clash of Heroes, you know, when you fight a boss in Clash of Heroes, they mix it up very much. It's not because in Clash of Heroes, you know, you're used to having, you know, your units on one side, units on the other. Some of the boss battles, you have the boss sitting on the other side of that line, and you have to manipulate your units to make sure that you're going to hit the boss in time, and you know that he'll jump around the screen and stuff like that, and you know it's interesting, and it's like the last boss that I'm fighting right now. He's got it's his head and two hands, and the hands will charge up and they fire these fireballs, and then the fireballs like charge up a laser on his head that does like 100 damage like every time, and as soon as it charges up fully he fires it. So I mean it's just I like the change up of the gameplay in that situation. So I mean that's the kind of thing I want. I want something that's going to be different. And you know, I mean, it's not the same anymore, you know?
Goddamn kids.
Goddamn.
We have an entire show dedicated to this somewhere.
And honestly, yeah, I think we do. We definitely talk about this. I think it mostly do is because a lot of games do hand-holding, and back then they didn't, and it literally was an iteration of skill. It was like, how good were you to beat this boss in this amount of time? Because I remember that was the thing where me and my friends used to do. It was like,
or the exploit.
Yeah, check out this exploit I can do. Mm-hmm. I can beat this guy. So he's like, now I don't even. It's like it's not even talked about. It's like okay. Yeah,
but he mentioned Dark Link, and I definitely remember the boss battle with Dark Link.
Oh, he was a fucker.
He was a fucker. But I'll tell you what, there was a trick. You know, there was an exploit in a way. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah. you jumped around, you downward thrusted, and every time you got near him, you attacked as fast as you can, and that always worked for me. That's all I had to do. Cool. I jumped all the time. It was constant jumping, downward thrust, and attack. And if he got near me, he got hit. So.
I gotta be honest. You know, if we had boss battles like that today, where it was just.
It would be constant complaints.
And we do. It would be constant complaints. Yeah. We would be complaining for sure. About it. So what's the difference between then and now?
Ignorance? Yeah.
Okay.
I think games are easier now, and it's just, when we get to something that's kind of legitimately hard, we complain about it.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, okay.
Cheaply hard. I shouldn't say legitimately.
In that vein, yeah. A perfect example of a game that does it right would be something like Dark Souls or Demon Souls.
Yeah.
I don't think I played enough of them. So.
I think I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. Cause that,
and I know Scott is listening right now and he's clapping for me. He's like, thank you, Chris. And yeah, I really do. It's like, I haven't beaten that game, but it is, the game it poses that challenge of old school games that we mm-hmm. remember and great, interesting boss battles.
But that game is also hard as balls all the way through.
But that's what I'm
supposed to true.
Expect. Imagine if that game was balls easy till you got to the boss. Like most games are.
Yeah.
Then would you think the same thing? Because then it would be like, alright, you know, I'm making progression, I'm making this, I'm doing this, and all of a sudden it's like, okay,
and that's,
boss battle,
that's
now
fucked
I'm
up pacing, right? I mean, that's what that's.
Well, that's totally fine, whether it's fucked up pacing or not. But there's still hard boss battles out there that are fucking tough, but we don't really remember them as much as, like, I guess Dark Souls or Demon Souls, but that game is hard overall. So it's like the game's training you. This game's gonna be fucking hard. When you get to a boss, it's gonna be extra hard. Whereas, like Devil May Cry, like, as much as I love that fucking game, DMC, the bosses weren't that hard.
Right.
Just because the game in general was not that hard. You mm-hmm. just had to memorize a fucking pattern. Once you got the pattern, it was it. And Demon Souls and Dark Souls is just hard.
No, they have those patterns too.
Yeah, they
definitely had the pattern, but it prepped you for them. It wasn't like I'm trying to think of another game to kind of compare it to. It's like, I'm not saying that the boss in those games aren't good, because they definitely are. I'm just saying, I think if you were to put like an easier game, like Jason said, if they had a game that was fucking hard boss, whatever, people would complain and bitch. And I think that's where developers are finding the hard kind of mixture, because you can't have a game like Demon's Souls and Dark Souls, for as good as they are, it's a very niche audience.
Agreed.
Because mm-hmm. it's fucking difficult.
I agree.
And if you make a game that's too easy with hard bosses, people are going to be like, oh man, the game's fun, but the bosses are just way too fucking hard. Like, I mean, the bosses in Deus Ex are terribly designed, but they're beatable. You can do it if you learn the patterns and know what to do. But the rest of the, it yeah. just doesn't match what the rest of the game is teaching you while you're playing it, because the game combat is not that difficult. But you get to a boss, all of a sudden it's like, fuck! What the fuck is going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of, go ahead.
To touch on just Deus Ex, like, I was never ever challenged by any of those bosses. That's mm-hmm. that's kind of my gripe with that, is that it was super easy to figure out the patterns, you know. Whereas in, you know, games of old, it was a multi challenge thing. Like,
you played through that shit tons of times to like right. learn that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you did, you felt you were a fucking video game ninja.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
And that, I mean, that's part of the difference from, you know, back then to till now. Like, you know, beating a boss back then, like, felt like an achievement. That, you know.
Oh, it felt like you did something, like, awesome.
That was the pinnacle of the game. That's like
Ninja
saying,
Gaiden, I think, is another series that does boss battles pretty well, and that's a relatively hard game. And I don't think people really.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, yeah, it's a super hard game, but that game's kind of hard all the way through. Like, you have to memorize, that is very pattern based. And at the same time, there's also like super cheap, dumb boss battles as well. There's one particular boss where it's just a war of attrition. Like, you have to get up to him as fast as possible and just mash the button as fast as possible. And it's just a matter of, yeah, and hope that you beat him. Otherwise, yeah. you're dead and you go back 3 fucking levels. Fuck you, Ninja Gaiden.
Nah. You fucking suck. Go away.
Yeah. And you're fucking hawks.
I don't know. I think it's a lot. I think it's my thing is, yeah, it's games are so much bigger than the bosses now, and then we try to throw in bosses. It's like, yeah, they're just not memorable.
That is a really good point.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, it's like things that are memorable in games right now are the gameplay and the set pieces, and that's really, in my opinion, what it's about. It's not about how great the game looks. It's just how interesting where they put you is. You know, does that make sense? I mean, it's like, you know, if I don't care if a game is incredible looking, I want it to be an interesting art style, or I want it to be an incredible set piece or something like that.
I can't remember the last fucking boss in Uncharted 3, but I definitely remember that fucking level where the ship turns upside down.
Hell yeah, no doubt, man. No shit. And that's the thing. It's like Uncharted 2. I remember that last boss battle because I fucking hated it so much. You know, it's like, that's the thing. It's like Uncharted.
Run in a circle, turn, shoot. Yeah. Run in a circle, turn, shoot.
Or if you did what I did and you got the platinum in that game and you had to do it on the hardest.
Jumped up and down and downward stabbed?
No. You literally like ran up to him, melee, melee, melee. Ran up to him, melee, melee, melee. That was the way to do it. That's the only way you could do it. So.
That sounds fun.
All right. Should we go to the next one?
Sure.
This is going to be a quick one.
Are there more?
Yeah, there's one more email. It's going to be a quick one. Wouldn't it be possible for Nintendo to create a DS and 3DS software wrapper or emulator on the Wii U and allow for those titles to come to the Wii U?
It would be super easy.
It would be very easy. The biggest problem with that, I think, would be, the fact that, with the DS and the 3DS, the screens are very close together. And with the Wii U, it's like you're holding a controller and you'd be looking down. It'd be harder to keep your place where you are on the screens, if that makes sense.
The 3DS stuff is
it's less that and like they're keeping specific platforms to specific platforms. You know what I mean?
And which is kind of smart.
Yeah, from a business sense, but it fucking pisses me off as a consumer. It's like, god damn it. I know damn well my 3DS could run Super Nintendo games, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But nope, they're relegated to, you know, Wii and Wii U. I'm like, fuck.
And it's what Robbie mentioned in his email a couple weeks ago. It's that they're taking their games like, this is just for 3DS, and they're taking the games like, this is just for Wii U. Why? Because it's going to give you reasons to buy both and not just one of them. And it's fucking smart.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They could do it, definitely. I don't think it would get more people to buy a Wii U, though.
Yeah.
If piracy has taught us anything, it's that, like, Nintendo shit is super easy to hack, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How many Nintendo games have I seen people playing on their fucking PSP?
Yeah. A lot. And phones and shit like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's true, but.
Huh. But yes, it would be. From Jeff Hunt.
All right. Shall we, do question of the week?
Sure. I'm going to pull that up really quick while you guys talk about something briefly.
Dun, dun, dun. I was checking out this game on goodolgames.com. GOD.com. I went there looking for, because apparently they have, they just re-released I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. And I've never played that, and I've always wanted.
What?
Classic, you know, tech, or like point-and-click style adventure game. Anyway, but there was a... There was a game that caught my eye. What the hell was it called? Here we go. Megabyte Punch. It's, kind of a Smash Brothers style, game. With customizable robots, and it's got kind of an interesting polygonal art style. It's still in like alpha/beta stage right now, but you can buy it and play it. Just, bear in mind that. It's not quite ready, but it looks really interesting. It looks like it's a lot of fun. However, after digging a little deeper, apparently there's not going to be any online multiplayer, which kind of
looks
sucks.
Like a Smash Brothers mixed with a platformer kind of thing.
Yeah, but yeah, cool. Really interesting art style. It looks like it's a lot of fun. And bear in mind, there is like 4-player couch play as well. Cool. So split screen
stuff. Co-op, because you're beating the fuck out of each other.
Right. But yeah, it looks really neat that you can customize all of your characters. Do you have that shit pulled up, Jeff?
I do.
Okay, cool.
I was just waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so we got a question of the week. I put up that thread on Retroids. We have a lot of good suggestions. I think we're going to use a lot of these. The one I think is the most fitting that we should do and most timely, this one comes from I Am Kelso. He basically says, how long after a generation is over before it moves from the old boring to the nostalgic retro collectible? How do you judge what is collectible to you versus what isn't? So basically, like, I can totally see where this is coming from, because, like, I do not play my PS3 or PS2 or my Xbox, because I'm like, I got Xbox 360 and PS3, but I would play PS1 games right now and be like, hey, this is kind of cool. It's, like, nostalgic, or, like, Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like, what separates the two?
You know, with cars, like, it has to, like, be a certain number of years old before it's considered a classic or something like
that.
We don't have
anything
like that.
It depends on the state, I think.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that in video games. At work, we have a segment called Replay, where we play, you know, quote,
older stuff.
Classic games. And the criteria is that it just cannot be current generation. So, like, even the Wii U is on the table. That's considered a classic.
You should save this for next week.
Not a Wii U, like a Wii, I should say. Like we could play a Wii game for Replay.
But. Gotcha. But I think we should do something along those lines.
Cool.
How long is it before it moves from old boring to nostalgic fucking retro? Like, yeah, let's play that shit because it's cool. I'm not playing that PS3. I got a PS4 with the infamous Second Son. I'm not going to play Infamous 1 right now. Why would I do that? So yeah. Where can they hit us up with that, Chris?
All right. You can send us an email to answer that question. That is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
What?
You can get us on the Twitters too, man.
Yo.
That's Indus Podcast.
Damn.
And you can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Then there's that Facebook, the Steam type thing, and Google Plus. And we are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you'll find us. And you can also check us out on this Stitcher Marketplace. You can also search for us on there. And come over to Retroids, join the community, and join the conversation.
Bitches.
That's all I got.
And Indus questions, guys, again, we will get to them most likely next week.
One day, we will do Indus questions.
We ran a little bit late today than we wanted to, so. But we do have them. Don't worry. And keep them coming. Because it's good because everyone's always ripping them out.
Have an Indus question show.
There's actually good questions.
Maybe we'll do an Indus question show the week after next.
Why not?
Possibly. Why the hell not?
We'll get to it. Add Indus questions on Twitter.
Anything else?
I used up my anything else on Megabyte Punch.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace or Stitcher Marketplace, leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Joe.
Play your games. Go buy Diablo. And we'll talk to you next week.
Diablo.
I'm going to play right now.
I'm going to steal all the loots.
Go, you guys, actually, I want you both to watch that link I just sent you.
I'm sitting through the ad right now.
Oh, are you? Okay.
All right, Broncos, Ravens throw interception.
I thought it was.
He dropped it before the fucking end zone.
He dropped it before the end zone.
I'm in the ad too, but.
You dumbass!
See? You do not have to, you do not have to be a football fan to appreciate the idiocy of this moment. And let me tell you something. You know, I told you guys that I'm playing fantasy for the first time. I'm playing fantasy football for the first time. I have Denver's defense and special teams. That would been, that was a 10-point swing for me. Him dropping that ball was a 10-point swing on my, the amount of points that I got from their defense.
Ouch.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the pass. Oh, okay. What? He did look on the, not the replay. It looks
watch
like
the
it was
replay,
close.
Yeah.
He was like 2 yards away.
Oh my God.
He was 2 yards away, dude. He was like 2 yards away. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
It was a good play too, man. It was a good pick and everything. And he just like, oh, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm an idiot. He was too concerned about the dance that he was going to do when he got into the end zone.
Yeah. I love that. He showboats and it's like, yeah, you dummy.
Yeah.